terrible.
It's a Franz Ferdinand song. Dun, dun, dun. We all work on holiday.
Franz heard a song that we don't have the rights to.
Yep, good. Oh, I can.
Hey, hey, welcome to the super, super awesome extra.
You're not gonna hold. Oh, shit. I gotta hold.
You guys have to share a microphone over there.
Kiss it.
We're like poison.
Okay. Hey. Welcome to the On the Road special episode of the Scarborough Podcast. I'm Scott.
Road special.
Normally, it's to my left. We're in Rhinelander, Wisconsin at the Hex Theater.
Yeah! All right!
This is the biggest crowd we've ever got.
That sounded great. Yeah. Well done.
The audience that we have. Hey, to my left, like usual, is John Egan.
Hello, stage right.
Nope, you're right. Stage left.
Yeah.
To my right, as always,
stage right.
Mike Esserka.
As always, yay! Audience left.
And with our special guests, we have join us also from Comedy City. We have Nick Wallander.
Yay!
Special Wausau native.
You forgot my name. We've only been hanging out all weekend.
Tucker Egan.
Oh my God. This is becoming like Sly and the Family Stone up here to a lot of people.
I just want to thank everyone for that thunderous applause while the mumbling was going on between them. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
What is happening? Also, thank you for recognizing Sly and the Family Stone.
I'll sit back. It's too many people. We can't do this. I'm leaving.
No.
Only on audio.
Hey, so all the people that we just did some stand up here, and now we're doing
Sit down.
Yes. Explain what this is, Scott. It's a goddamn. You make it okay. It's a podcast. We just sit here and talk, and we have a conversation, we laugh, and it's all good time, fun time. Have a good time, fun. We listen to it.
Oh.
And then you're like, I was there, laugh, and then all the podcast people.
That's exactly what.
Okay.
It
what he really meant to say is we're gonna have some topics, talk about them, laugh. Go to you guys, maybe. Who knows? That's the normal person thing.
Is there
a Q&A?
Whoa, my bubbles. All right.
Please, more visual games. Let's go here.
To our audience, we have... audience.
We have the two ladies, and everyone's been flirting all night.
Yes.
Yeah. And the other people who are connected, so...
No, I think he's a teacher. I talked to him.
Yeah,
he's a good guy.
He's connected with the girl, so, you know.
Now, I have a question. Your tattoo on your right arm, is that a J. Scott Campbell aerial?
Oh, I
was
just going to ask, is that the Little Mermaid?
No, but it's...
I just got it yesterday.
But it's J. Scott Campbell's
It's yesterday?
Rendition.
Shouldn't you, like, cover that up?
Oh, you don't cover a tattoo.
But, like, isn't it supposed to heal for a couple days?
And then I go back for more. 12 hours.
So you're 12 healing, hours? Right? You're currently healing, though?
I'm currently
you don't? Don't you have to... Have you been putting the cream on? Once a day.
Do you need help? For someone who is bitching about visual jokes and stuff, you're talking about a tattoo right
now. Yeah, but everyone can relate. They're like, I've had a tattoo. I've put some cream.
Yes.
I don't have a tattoo.
But
I
John,
do.
But, John, I know who did the art because I read comic books. So, in your first motherfucker.
Hey, Scott, can I interrupt for a moment? I have a prediction about this podcast.
Do you?
A prediction is that me and Nick are going to hang out here and listen to you guys.
Yeah.
Which will be fine. It'll be great.
What is happening?
Oh, even more so now. We're getting upgraded?
We got five microphones.
Oh. Jim Hex, everyone.
Jim Hex.
Of the Hex Theater.
Now, also, if I may, this is irrelevant.
Hex Theater in the heart of Rhinelander.
Irrelevant to the podcast people, but this is the microphone I was making love to earlier tonight.
Yes, you are. That's right. Welcome back.
I want to stand.
All right, you can take the stand.
Mine's too big, it won't fit.
Anyway,
no girl's ever said that ever.
Has the podcast started?
Yes, I did the theme song, remember?
We have the static microphones going.
We have all the static. We have the static?
Yes, they're good. All right.
He's making popcorn. I don't know. Yep. Hey, so topic-wise, like you mentioned earlier, we've been traveling since Friday. What is Nick? Nick, you broke it.
No, he did not.
No, let's keep going. Anyways.
You can edit this. You realize that. You never do, but you can edit this. You could make us sound brilliant.
This has been 10 minutes of shit.
You could make this like a brilliant 10-minute podcast. Instead, you're like, nah, fuck it, half hour of shit.
Well, then I'm just going to be like, hey, edit together. So Mike says, you could be great. Oh, wait, could be. You are brilliant podcast host.
You can't even edit yourself. You can't even make me
That was like yesterday we were in the hotel room and he's like, you and Scott and Mike were going to do this every other word thing, but Scott just took every word. And it's like, I am a person who likes pizza. That was Scott.
It was true, wasn't it? I said exactly the truth. And Mike would have agreed with that. I like pizza.
I agree with everything, Scott.
It's true.
I really like pizza. I know I did every other syllable.
That was like a robot. I like pizza.
I love robots. Okay, this is what pisses me off about the future. Like, we're getting too good at technology because, like, my phone Siri.
I hate all these technology things that help me out.
No, I don't want to hear what pisses him off about the future.
I hate knowing where I'm going when I'm driving.
You know what pisses me off about next thing?
No.
Go ahead.
But I have an iPhone, so I have Siri. Yes. So I'm like, boom, boom. What can I help you with, Scott? I'm like, oh.
Terrible impression.
Okay. I can't do
it. It's better than his.
No, we're going to wait till you can perfect it.
She's like,
try it again.
I am going
to. Nope.
No.
Like a girl, like a female. Siri. No, not an
no,
old lady.
No.
Nope.
That's a
not
robot
a weird...
from 2001.
Yeah. You're getting farther away as you do it.
I am helping. I put the different accent on, so she's British. She's like, I'm helping you.
I don't think that's a thing. Do you think that in England they have iPhones that have different Siri voices?
No, they do. You can change them. I can make it Australian.
I don't have an iPhone, so I don't know this.
Mm.
His Siri is apparently Harry Potter.
So. I own a book. It's a Grimdil.
What was that? That's not mine. Anyways, what I was going to say was...
Did you say Grimdil?
Here's for the audience who has not seen this show before... A, I apologize. B, usually we start off, Scott has a question or a topic he wants to talk about, and then he never fucking gets to it for an hour. And then we say goodnight. So thanks for coming.
No.
Enjoy. Go ahead, Scott.
Okay, so, like, Siri, she's like, boom, boom.
We don't need an impression. Just go on with the joke.
I'm explaining. Just listen. Yeah. Okay, you can't. I have to give two impressions in a row, so you know the difference.
Take your time. This is 80% of the podcast. Of Scott just going. And
is that how you talk to her? Of course she's not going to work. She can't understand anything you're fucking saying. Yeah.
Siri. Sorry.
Please repeat.
Siri, I'm sorry for interrupting.
Please repeat.
She thinks you're having phone sex with her.
Siri. Siri. Oh, I like your case.
Next thing you know, she's Googling Pornhub for you.
She has never done that. I'm like, hey, Siri.
Oh, she anticipates that for you, I imagine.
I'm like, Siri, I want to see boobs. Bloom, bloom. There's a robot. There's a hamburger.
Why does she get so deep in her voice?
And why is she thinking about it?
All right.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know.
The supercomputer is thinking. I don't know. By the way, that happens, and I get pissed. I've talked about this. When I pay my student loans, when I tell them about it on the computer voice, they go, and then they pretend that they're typing in a computer, a robot. That's bullshit. Who's that dumb? Ooh, the robot's typing. Fun.
We program it with fingers for a reason.
I do that in real life, though, with my customers.
I do like that where it's like, say your zip code, 54901. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know that. Could you repeat it again? Like, there are five fucking numbers. I might have bumbled a little bit, but it was a human. But anyways, so you push the thing and say, Siri, find me a pizza place. And she's like, five locations found. Pizza Hut, near you, Papa John's. I'm like, okay, cool. I did it recently. She's like, Papa John's and pizza, this, go here. I'm like, she's sounding more like a human. She's sounding more like a human.
That was...
Because she went,
No, because she added inflection to words like, you're funny. I'm like,
a automated computer voice said, you're funny, you are afraid the technology is getting out of control.
Hold on.
No, you're afraid that this is the prequel to Her.
Yeah. Did she sound like Scarlett Johansson?
I'm hoping it's the prequel to Her. I want a computer girlfriend, and I'm like, carry my iPod. And she's like, you like dicks. And I'm going to burp again.
You like dicks?
Yeah, I heard you that too.
I had to buy the expensive ones. It was the cheapest.
God damn it.
I don't know.
Edit it out.
Something about cheap women. Scott, no, I have a question for you. All right, let's say you could have a girlfriend, something. You have a girlfriend.
Why did you say, well, imagine you could have a girlfriend.
No, just listen to the full question. Or a sentient computer robot girlfriend. You have a human one or a robot one? Which one? You can have either one. They're both, like, really ready and raring to go. They both are full of chocolate wine and ready to go. Which do you pick?
Follow-up question.
Nope.
No, don't answer the question.
Can the sentient computer version play video games with me?
Better, yeah. Well, yes, yes. Obviously.
Yeah, that's every that's like AI in every computer.
That's
like
her
any
number
video game.
One thing she can do. She's bad at hand jobs, but the
yeah, but every downright terrible.
But every girl's terrible at hand jobs.
It's very dry. But you've overclassed.
Answer the question, Scott.
A real girlfriend.
Answer
a real one.
Yeah. All right. Are you saying that just because you're in front of real people right now?
No, because computers don't last very long. If you drop them,
you're right. Because girlfriends are consistent.
That's your number one reason why not? Because if I drop them, they will.
That goes with humans as well. Yeah.
If you drop a human, she will break.
You can't back up some lady.
Yeah.
You can't upgrade her.
You can't upgrade her back.
Why you guys? Are you trying to?
I'm considering the computer myself. She's not going to tell me she doesn't have feelings for me in 2 months.
I have to say, in warning to all the ladies out there, I'm considering that too.
Then that's more for me.
Okay.
I'll move to Yugan. Yugan. Utah, Oregon.
All right, you can look up Scott at Yugan.
Make my own state.
Got 444 Main Street.
No, I'm going to make my own state where the law is you can marry a woman and a computer. So then I get both. I beat you. Next question.
Wasn't a competition, but all
right. Did you want to comment on John just walking back to get a beer and probably being a part of the conversation at the same time?
Just left.
Excuse me, can I have a Miller 64?
Damn it, he has a wireless mic.
God bless wireless microphones.
I hope he goes to the bathroom later.
Wait a minute, I can go into the audience then.
You can, yes.
$20 seems very unreasonable.
Hey, how far do these microphones go?
Well, John walked to the back.
I walked to the back of the room.
Oh, boy.
Scott's going to the bathroom.
Scott's going to the bathroom.
No one cares about him. All right, what's the next topic?
You opened this can.
No, this is my fault. I did it as a fun bit, but now he ruined it already.
Scott went back across the street to talk to that waitress.
I just flushed the toilet.
Everyone check this waitress of the subway. Yeah, we all gave her our phone numbers and said, hey, text us.
I did not, because I'm a loving husband.
Well, okay. No need to explain to us.
Well, she doesn't get off of her shift until 10:30.
And she doesn't get off till 10:45.
Anyways, so the robots.
10:46, what do you want?
No, the first part of the thing is explained. So, like, listen, Siri in general.
We're going back to you?
No.
We moved way on, but go on. What do you think?
All right, Siri. All right, so just in like a few weeks, Siri changed, so she sounds more like a real person. But I want an old robot, like from the 60s, where like, dude, I cannot find love. And like they don't process things. And those are so much funnier. It's not like a robot woman's like, I will help you to find some salad in the vending room.
That's what you're looking for? Salad in the vending room?
Where can I find some pizza, Siri?
No, salad in the vending room.
Whoa, she hates you.
That's a great bit.
All right, good one.
Bitch didn't even answer me.
Ask for salad in the vending room.
Siri.
All right, so that's why you're afraid.
No, hold on. Wait, you want? You're going to ask?
Is salad in the vending room a metaphor?
I don't know. Is it? What the fuck is salad in the vending room?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. It sounds like a metaphor.
Siri, can I get salad in the vending room?
Get an image of the...
She doesn't answer, I swear to God.
My web search turned this up.
She doesn't sound like mine.
Roomservicejackson.com was all she could come up with. All
right, hold on. All right, Scott, what are we doing?
Siri, what's the best robot?
Maybe that's your problem.
That's why she isn't answering you.
Siri, what's the best robot? She's thinking, obviously, because she's a smart one. She doesn't just...
She's probably still calculating everything that you just said.
No, she thinks first before she talks. I'm like, someone here. She just can't see you.
So really, we're about 50 years away from a robot girlfriend.
Yeah, right. Robot girlfriends. Yeah.
Okay. So, what? Thanks to you guys, I said, "What is the what is Siri? What is OKC? What's the best number of shit with you with?" And she the results say, "Okay, check it out. Input interpretation: the shit music work." And and then it's associated album and artist Linkin Park.
All right. Looks like it's Linkin Park tonight.
So what are you guys enjoying?
All right, so now let's start the podcast. Thanks for coming.
Theme song.
Theme song, Scott.
All right, what's
your podcast?
Okay, first topic. We have a hard 45. Oh, God, I don't actually have a time thing. I don't know how when we started.
It's been about a half an hour so far.
It has not been half an hour.
All right.
John was still on the stage at 10 o'clock.
All right, start our time now.
No. Okay, so one of the things I want to talk about was John, Nick, and I hang out a lot. We see Tucker once in a while, but we never hang out as much as we sleep or... Jesus Christ.
We never hang out as much as
so
we sleep.
So if you know what else realized that, he panicked and then burped into the microphone. Trying to explain to not have Tucker's feelings hurt that we hang out more with us each other than him.
Yeah, because they live within probably 15 miles of each other.
And then he panicked and burped out his dinner.
Go on, Scott.
So I was going to say...
Hi, Jim. What's up?
Is he bringing a timer up?
A phone call?
Oh, nice. 44.
Oh, we have 40.
Nice, a hard 45. Nice. There we go.
45 starting fucking now.
Hope you guys didn't have shit to do, because this is what you're doing.
Free show. Did we mention a free show?
Yes.
Does anybody have kids?
That's why they're here. Yeah. If anyone would have paid for this, they'd be pissed.
John, okay, is anyone...
She would.
Well, hey, the podcast is working. Her hand is on his knee.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Whoa.
Not to call you out.
You're welcome, sir.
You don't have to stop.
No, please, no. We hope...
Nice.
We hope
she's a robot?
No, they're both. She's a real person.
They're both robots?
Oh, my God.
No, they're
God.
Both real. I hope you both get laid tonight. With each other, ideally, but whatever.
Okay.
All right. Starting podcast now.
No.
Now we're good.
What I was going to say was we're actually spending a lot more time because we were driving up from Green Bay yesterday at 4, and then we've been with each other nonstop.
Please, Pet, give more details they don't care about.
But
what's your point,
I'm
Scott?
Saying, holy shit. This is why the podcasts go off the rails, because you interrupt me every 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Check up, check my catch up. It's.
Oh, fuck. God.
Jeez.
Hey, guys, that's how you ruin a podcast.
Yeah. You're.
When you tip over the table and spill everyone's drinks.
If I may, my reflexes are better than John's. I caught my beer.
It's a Miller 64. They give them away.
Oh, you might have thrown that one on the ground on purpose.
Sam or Jim, can we get a rag for up here? Because Scott's an idiot.
A Zamboni, maybe?
Yes.
I have a wireless mic. I can just...
No, Scott.
No,
Scott, come
you?
Back.
No.
Scott,
gonna,
what is the point? What are you... Okay, so...
We're going to move further
here. So I can't spill
Scott,
anything.
Scott, what were we talking about?
I was going to say, since we've been hanging out, what are some things that you've noticed about us more that you don't see us every day? That was, oh, God.
You're way more awkward than I ever imagined a human being could be. Including this moment now.
Thank you. Sam Hex, son of the owners of the theater here. He does stand-up comedy, too, you guys. He's only 16 years old. And
for those
he's
who are,
17 years old. Doing.
He can go see a rated R movie legally.
For those listening in the future to this podcast, you guys can listen as well if you subscribe somehow. I don't know.
It's Scott Does Stuff on iTunes. So this is Scott Ruins Your Podcast, but it's part of Scott Does Stuff on iTunes. Very good marketing.
It is. If you do listen to this in the future, know that Scott tipped over our table of beers.
I caught mine.
He caught you. I caught mine, but beer went everywhere anyway, and we're now cleaning it up.
Cool. Hey, job security. Sam...
Want to know what I noticed on the way up here, Scott?
What?
Want to know what I noticed on the way up here?
Sure, what's up?
When a guy, out of the niceness of his heart,
offers
you a bottle of vitamin water, you think there's some kind of fucking catch to it, and you turn it down because you're waiting for the catch.
All right, okay. So Scott, out loud, Scott was driving, it was four of us, in a Kia, good details, guys. And so we were driving, and so Scott went, I'm thirsty. I need some water. And Scott didn't bring any. And so then Nick offered him one of his vitamin waters.
Nicely.
And
yeah,
Scott,
yeah.
Yeah, he just said, hey, you can have one of my vitamin waters. I have two. And Scott took that as if he was going to give Nick his firstborn child in return.
He took it like a threat. Like Nick's like, take some of mine. No, I'm not going to. What do you want? What do you want from me? Why do you want? What are you doing? Why?
What did you do to it?
Okay.
He almost wiped us out, like, in twisting away from the water. He's like, oh, nah.
Okay. First of all, I didn't bring anything. That's my fault. Nick specifically went to the store and bought two vitamin waters for his ride up.
Yep.
If he gave me one, I'd feel bad because he would drink a whole vitamin water.
But if he offered it, you didn't say, hey, those vitamin waters look delicious. Put it in my mouth. That would be weird. Like that would be like weird for him.
Also, look at the size of Nick and look at the size of you. This man does not need two vitamin waters.
No, I just like having options sometimes.
No, you just like a good deal, right? It was probably a deal system.
80 cents a bottle.
Two for $8. So... What
at
I
a gas
did
station.
Was yes. When we went to Walmart today, I bought two of my own vitamin waters, so on the ride home, I don't have to worry about...
Oh, that's
theater. Can we answer?
The theater phone.
Someone's calling for a reservation for the theater.
Yes, I'm at this live podcast, and it sucks a dick.
Hello, Hex Theater. How can I help you? Hi, you're on a live podcast right now. How can I help you? Oh, no, your phone is completely clean, Jim. It's Jim. He called his own phone.
Oh, I
ruined the joke, probably. No, your phone is fine. It's still working because I am talking on it right now.
Oh,
no,
he called it to make sure Scott didn't break it.
Hey, go fuck yourself. Yeah. Okay, bye.
All right, put the phone
we
down.
We didn't get paid yet.
Put the phone down.
Oh, I can pay you right now.
All right, we're going to fuck that up now. We're going to fuck
that up.
All right, we have a hard five.
Yeah, Scott comes back from Walmart, and he's like, Luca, I bought two bottles of vitamin water.
The thing was, when he took it as a threat, he also took it as, like, you were trying to plot against him. And then when he did buy them, he's like, I'll show Nick. I'm going to buy some vitamin. Like, it was a feud he created out of nowhere.
Okay.
Like, Nick keeps... I hate fucking Nick Wilder. Why? He keeps offering me vitamin water. Screw him, man. I got my own vitamin. I'm going to show him. Look at this. Look at the vitamin water I got. And Nick was like, I don't
care. Here's the thing.
It's not a feud. I don't care.
Here's the thing. I knew because I'm like, we're coming to Hex Theater, and they have breadsticks wrapped in bacon. And if I got those, I knew, I'm like, oh, these are delicious. And Nick's like, hey, can I have one? I'm like, well, there's only one left. He's like, well.
Did anyone understand what he just said for the test?
There's breadsticks wrapped with bacon here.
Yeah, we got that.
And I'm like, I know I'm going to eat them when I get here.
Oh.
So I was like, if I take Nick's vitamin water, I feel a burp coming on. If I take Nick's vitamin water,
you're going to burp again.
He's going to.
So you're afraid he'll ask you for a favor in the future.
Yeah, like, he's like, hey, can I have your last one?
And, like, and you're not willing to take that risk. I might owe him the equivalent of a vitamin water. Like, it's not like he's going to be like, I gave you the vitamin water. I need someone to kill my firstborn son. I can't do it. I need someone to do this. Could you do it?
Because Moses said it would happen.
Yeah. Dude, I gave you a
when
vitamin
water. When he went in the ark.
I got over it quickly because when he went down to the pool, he left me alone with those.
You drink my vitamin water?
That's not what he's saying.
Nope.
Did you masturbate in my bag? Did you pee in my pillow?
He masturbated any number of places.
Did you? I showed you my book before I went down.
Sit down. I can't handle it.
Scott, yeah, this is really weird.
You're making everyone nervous.
It's like you're the teacher looking over my test results because I'm cheating.
But if I sit down, I'll kick the table again.
We'll remove all danger.
Then there's no room for a table.
This is what it's like. This is what it's like driving in a car with Scott. Like, you can't, like, hey, Scott, do this simple request.
Okay. Turn right at the next exit.
Well, but what if someone's also turning right?
Then they'll just go behind you.
But I can't ever turn right ever again because I have a stoplight in my face.
All right, then you'll just have to go the next exit and turn left.
I need water. I'm thirsty.
Well, here's a vitamin water.
Hold on. I have to spill my table.
Oh, okay. So one thing.
My beer.
What?
What?
One thing I learned about, well, not so much you guys, but Scott in general, that is when he... because I was in your guys' room earlier today.
Woo!
Apparently, when Scott sleeps, he just mashes all the blankets and everything into a big pile, and then I only can assume he just jumps into the bed and then hopes to get covered by the blankets somehow.
That's taken out of proportion.
I don't think it is. Because I was in your room, and there was a pile of blankets in the middle of the bed, not where a person would sleep.
Yep, and on top of that all, he said, leave the little do not disturb thing in the door. I don't want the maid service coming in here and doing up the beds.
While you were sleeping.
No, after the fact.
This is in the morning.
So that he can leave his weird thing arranged.
How he has set up his bed now as a pile of blankets in the middle of the bed.
It's a big nest.
Just a big... Every blanket you can... like just curled in a ball in the middle... In the middle of the mattress. He doesn't want a maid fucking that up. He's like, she might spread it back out.
It took me 30 minutes to get this ball perfect.
She might tuck the sheets in. Dude, does anyone else have this problem with tucked in sheets?
Literally no one.
No. And when you leave a hotel, right, everyone goes, yeah, they'll probably make my bed, right?
Exactly.
No.
No one's not okay with them.
And even if they don't, even if they make the bed a totally different way than you want, it takes you a total of 5 seconds to make it back to what you want. You're like, oh, they tucked my sheets in. Untuck. Done. Good night.
No, because you have to, when you make the pile, you have to take the, because
you
they
call
give
it
you,
the pile. You have a term for it.
No.
You have a problem.
It's like you just left a bunch of laundry on your bed, and you're like, well, hopefully some of this will cover me.
Yeah. And now I won't even get clean towels. I'm going to be like, oh, is this the one I used yesterday, or is it the
true
one Scott
maid
used?
Service is not coming.
That's why I told you which ones I used. I told you. I said, this on this rack is mine. Yours is behind the door.
Oh, sorry. Funny thing. So when we went to bed, we were hanging out in the hotel. So everyone left our room, and then Mike and I are sharing a room. And so he went to bed like the fastest I've ever seen anyone fall asleep. Where he went, I'm tired, and then fell onto his bed with his shirt and something. He was wearing pants and a shirt, and then he was cuddling with like three pillows. When he woke up, he only had boxers on. Like I don't, and so I was like kind of in and out of it, and then he got up to pee, and he only had boxers. Like, what happened during that time when you passed out with all your clothes, and then at 8 a.m. you had nothing?
The ghosts stripped me.
Yeah, the hotel we're staying at is haunted. Did I mention that?
I assumed it was you, John. I assumed that at some point
tonight...
No,
I just fell asleep.
Well, I don't know. I woke up with less clothes. I don't know. This is on you, John. This is on me. I was asleep.
Okay.
And now there's less clothes on me.
Another question.
I think I should start filing some paperwork or something. I don't know.
Question for other people in the audience. Who has anyone ever stayed in a hotel?
Oh, my God.
No. Actually, I think the question should be, who has never stayed at a hotel?
Yeah, that should be, hey, you ever go on vacation and just sleep in your van?
Hey, anyone ever see the color blue? What about
hey,
that?
Anyone ever breathed oxygen before?
You ever take some food and then 24 hours later comes out the other end?
Y'all like bread?
You might be a redneck.
Oh, that was another great thing.
Was it?
We were, on the way up here, we were doing redneck.
No, you were.
No, you, just you. No one else.
You were doing. We were listening.
I found the key to Jeff Foxworthy's genius. You just take something obvious and then say that you might be a redneck. Like,
go on.
If you were, I gotta do his impersonation.
I hope it's as good as Surrey.
Hold on.
If you ever exited out an end, if you ever went into.
You know what the genius of Jeff Foxworthy was, too? He stuttered through the whole thing.
All right.
Have you ever. Well, you might be a redneck.
You know, it's a half hour special, but it doesn't feel like a half hour. I mean,
get her.
He only really gets like three jokes in.
All right, Scott, take a breath and then do it for real. Thanks. Right in the mic.
If you ever spilled beer on your parents' house, you might be a redneck.
It was funnier in the car. It's funny you're in the car. What is he doing? What are you pointing at your phone for? Oh, God, okay. Hey.
So you say you cracked the code, but really you didn't crack the code.
Well, I was going to go to something else.
Okay.
If you've ever had salad and replaced your beets with more croutons,
You might be a regular restaurant eater.
If you ever taken the chips over the French fries, eat them out here.
If you work at a insurance,
if you ever commuted to work and were late because of a stoplight, you might be a redneck.
If you ever made a nest in your hotel room,
you might be a redneck.
If you might be a robot.
You might be a Siri robot.
You ever refuse vitamin water? You might be a real mom.
If you work at a health insurance place and they put moths in their salad, you might be... Why are you mad? You look so mad. I was waiting for the punchline.
Here's the thing. If you ever told a joke but didn't get to the punchline,
you might be
Scott Rosemont.
So, Scott, you cracked the code, but you don't know what to do with that information. Like, you have that, and then the four of us know how to work it. And you just go, words, and blah, blah, blah.
You should stick with the here's your sign jokes.
What was that?
That was me.
Someone making copies back then?
Okay, in a hotel room.
That's right, he was asking the audience. Okay. Let's shut up for a second, everyone.
All right. So when you go in a hotel and there's two beds, which one do you take? The one near the wall or the near the window? Window? Mm-mm. Wall, yes.
Wall.
You know why the wall?
Skeet.
Window.
You know why I take the wall one? Because there's that 2-foot gap where you can hide all your dirty clothes in.
So why can't you hide your dirty clothes in between your bed and the window?
And who are you hiding it from?
No, let him answer my question where I immediately defeated his theory.
Also, how many dirty clothes do you have?
Yeah, this is a 2-day trip.
That's a big gap. I mean,
and I've only seen you wear two shirts this entire time.
Most.
They're clearly in that pile of shit on your bed. Yeah.
All right, so you have a number of questions to answer.
All right, here we go. Go for it.
Okay.
You have to ask them again.
I'm asking?
No, you have to let them answer so you're foolish.
We asked you a bunch of questions now.
Yeah. Okay. We're asking me.
All right,
you had a question.
All right, here we go. So you asked, and I answered with another question. Why couldn't you just put your dirty clothes in between your bed and the window?
Is there like a table there or something?
Yeah.
Okay, you put them on
the
chair.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Or the floor. There's lots of floor in a.
She cracked the dirty laundry code like you cracked the Jeff Foxworthy code.
Now, knowing Scott, do you feel that it's because it's between a wall and a bed, it's more like safe for you to put them there?
No, I'm not a bird. I'm not hiding my nuts for the winter.
Oh, like a bed where you just collect all your blankets into a row.
Birds do not hide nuts for the winter.
Your bed says otherwise, Scott.
Just want to clarify that. Birds do not hide nuts.
What I meant was, because then
suck
when you get out of the shower and you're like, I pull my wool out of this pants, you can just throw it in the corner and it goes, and then it's gone. You don't see it till you have to leave.
Why would you throw your wallet into a corner?
No. My pants, I take the wallet out, and then I put it in this pants, and then I throw it.
Yeah, but aren't you worried that you might, like, forget it? You know, you throw your shit into a corner of a hotel room that's secluded, then you're like, all right, time to get all my shit and get out of here, and then you're like, oh, shit, pants.
That's not even what happened when you left the shower this afternoon.
What happened, Nick?
He's like, avert your eyes, and comes running out, and I don't know what the fuck went on, because I averted my eyes like you told me to. He's like, hold on, I never grabbed my pants.
Okay, I had no clothes. I went swimming.
You brought no clothes with you this trip.
From the bathroom to the wall.
To the wall.
I went upstairs.
Till sweat rolled down your balls.
Okay, I took a shower after a swimming pool, so I wouldn't be all chloriney. But I didn't grab any clean clothes to bring in the bathroom, and they're all the way in the corner. So I had to, and the towels. I'm not a size 7 guy. Is that big or small?
We don't know. That's women's sizes.
Yeah. Just say I'm not a small guy.
I'm not a small man.
Okay.
And the towels are at best a medium for a medium person.
So why couldn't you just cover your junk and go get it?
Because then you'd see side butt.
Why would Nick care about seeing side butt?
Do you want to see my side butt?
No,
Nick?
We don't
it's
want
better
to.
Than side
it's
dick.
It's not a question of want. It's just a necessary evil you have to accept if someone forgets all their clothes.
I see. There's a lot of things in this world that I see that I don't want
that's
to
yeah.
see.
I don't like when muffin that, tops come over the top yeah. of yoga pants, but I have to see it.
But then I don't mind seeing it. So that's okay. That's
but fine. That's why I said, hey, Nick, avert your eyes. I was coming out of the bathroom from a shower. What did he expect? Did he think I was going to, like, hey, Nick, avert your eyes? And then I sneak up to him
yeah,
and
but everyone
stick my dick in his face?
Yeah, but then everyone looks. That's like, hey, yeah. don't look at this. And I'm like, yes, I am.
Exactly. I almost looked. I wouldn't even notice. I was on my phone on Tinder or something, and I wouldn't have noticed. But then he's like, avert your eyes. I'm like, what? I'm like, oh,
you could have seen Scott's legendary micro penis.
Yeah.
Legendary.
After a nice cold swim and then a nice cold shower.
If right, I'm going to bring that up, too. What did you bring up after you went swimming?
Because I went swimming.
Yep, and no. you were like, oh, I love swimming. You know why I love swimming? Because afterwards...
In the shower.
I want to take a shower.
That's not what you said, it Scott.
What did I say?
You were telling us the advantages of swimming in cold water.
And how much easier
and how much easier it is.
Oh,
when you...
God damn it.
You have to know everything you say. We're going to remember and say again in front of humans.
Scott said that he likes it when he... goes to the pool and then showers because his balls get smaller and he can wash them easier.
Because they're so difficult to wash when they're not. They're just banging around by his knees. But when they're all tightened up real near, it's an easy scrub.
It's just a scrub, scrubby, scrub, and it's all set.
You just save so much money on soap that way.
I don't think I've ever seen Scott laugh this hard in my life.
Normally when they're warm, they're way down and they're just like... all over the place. Like every
it's like I gotta use a whole bar of soap for this.
You know those.
It's
like a
cat batting around a ball or something. You can't get. I gotta get some soap around these beasts somehow.
It's like those five little metal balls. You hit one, and the one moves out of the way. You can't grab it. They just keep. You can't grab them both. They're everywhere.
So that's,
but no, when they're cold.
A virtual.
So it's this one
testicles.
Time you can get a handful.
Yeah.
And just slap it on.
That was a gross way to put it.
Cat it on. Not any better? All right,
yeah,
I apologize.
Sorry, sorry.
All right, so your balls are scrunched up, and then...
So after the shower... Oh, yeah, here's another thing you said. We're going to use all these things. He doesn't like hot showers.
No, why?
What?
Why would you like a hot shower?
You don't all right, clap now if you hate hot showers.
Why? It hurts.
It hurts.
It hurts.
Yeah. Okay. You don't have to put it on boiling hot like a cauldron of oil coming on some soldiers
but
on a
castle. But it
feels
good. Hot water is good for you. It like clears the nostrils and pores. And
here's the bullshit about our showers. You turn it to the left. It's just cold to ice cold.
Yeah.
But I like cool showers.
Yeah.
So I can't get cool. I can turn it cool. It's off. In the middle, it's off. You turn it left. Cool, cold, ice cold. Okay. You turn it right. On fire, down to warm. It doesn't make any sense.
What you're saying doesn't make sense. I feel like that's the oldest shower you've ever seen.
You know what I did, Scott, is I turned the water on before I turned the shower on, and then worked the temperature until it was right, and then I turned the shower on. And then I got in, and what was good for my hand was good for my whole body. It's a little shower trick. You can take that. Use that for however you want.
Put it in your book of things I never learned and or teached or Googled by Scott Romat.
How to use a shower.
Or get it to a position where you think it's going to be good for warmness and let the water warm up, get undressed, and then feel back later and see, like, all right, that's good. Then you're saving time, water, and money.
Standing in your bathroom naked.
Yeah?
Yes.
Where you're supposed to be naked most of the time.
Yeah, but you do it... Okay,
you're by yourself.
You take your clothes off, and then you do something about it. You don't say, well, time to get naked, and you just stand there while you wait
Why
for
not?
Someone.
What's wrong with that?
No, because when I go into a shower, I'm just like, well, I don't think I want to get naked just yet. Let's let this water run for about 20 minutes. Then maybe I'll feel like getting naked.
If I may share a naked story.
Okay.
At my home, I rent a house, and the mirror in my bathroom is really low, and I'm a taller guy, so it's really low. So I only see, like, my chest to the middle of my chest. Like, that's all I got. The mirror in our hotel room is huge.
Yeah. It's giant. You see everything.
I stood naked in front of that mirror for a long time today.
Was that during the night?
Yeah, it was. That's when he got.
No, it was this morning. It was, I'm not ashamed to admit I was checking myself out.
Okay.
I was okay with it.
I want to bring up one thing that you said, since you're bringing up all these crazy things about my eyeballs.
It's really easy to bring up things you say, because the things you
say,
them
all the time.
Yeah, and they're weird always.
Tell them a story about how when you looked at your balls in the mirror. High five?
He just did.
I got him. I
he
got him.
He literally just did.
But I got you, though. I got you.
Okay.
You said when you held a mirror under your balls... And to look at it, to see what girls look at.
That was not today, A. I'll tell the story. I don't care. I don't ever see these people again. I don't give a fuck. Fine, record this on the internet on your famous podcast. So I had a rash, a normal rash. Not like a rash like any... Well, not like a sexually transmitted rash, because there's been... No one to transmit it.
Like poison ivy?
I would have had to scooped it from a dish and scraped it myself. No. Or a test tube, poured it there. Oh, there is some. It was just, I don't know, some chafing. And I was like, but it was at a point I could not see. I'm like, oh, this rash really hurts. What the X is going on there? X. It's short for X. Eczema. So I took my phone camera. Let's check this out. Let's see what's going on down below here. And I reached down with the camera. I took a little picture. Yeah. This is the first and only time I've done this.
That's the best selfie ever.
It was, what happened was I took the picture, looked, and went, okay, the rash, oh, that's just a rash, not a big deal. But the image, though, I got was the image that a lady would have when giving me the oral sex. That she'd be down there. I was like, oh, that's what she sees while she's giving me oral sex? I am sorry.
No.
I apologize.
What do you mean?
But I apologize to all women.
But you're under, you're under.
No, I didn't go that far. I could see.
The ladies you're dating aren't doing oral sex right, if that's what they're seeing.
No, I could see. What I could see, it wasn't an exact image, but what I could see was I could see my stomach.
Thanks, Nick, for that visual that no one's going to see on the podcast.
I could see my stomach from the bottom side, and then the bottom of my chin, and up my nose. It was horrific.
Oh, I thought you meant you took a picture of your taint, and you're like, why are ladies just are they on the floor and you're just ramming it into them?
Well, here's two things. It wasn't that far. Second, if she goes that far, if she goes to the taint, she's used to looking at anything. But no, it was just an image that was not appealing at all. Think of the worst. You know how you do selfies? You put the camera above your head?
Yeah.
Okay, put it below your head.
No, I will not do
that. Right. That's what they see. They see that angle, and they still do it. God bless every one of them.
What do you mean? That looks fantastic.
Oh my God! You look like a sea cup in that picture,
gentlemen. You can try this with your pants on. Hold on, you don't need to do the full bore here.
I'm not going to do that. I have one question. What if you took a picture of that rash and you saw the face of Jesus in it? Do you announce that to the public?
Yes, because they might come worship it.
Some casino would buy that up.
No.
I'll give it. I'll give
Are
it
you
phone.
Trying to improve your shitty selfie?
I'm trying to. I'm trying to the best image. Hey. I'll give it a really happy. Woo, that's fun. Yeah, it's horrific. Why would you want to see that while you're in the middle of doing something you don't want to do?
If she's doing it right, she's not looking at you.
Yeah.
Usually they just close their eyes, anyways.
How do you know?
Is that an insult for me or for them?
No, answer the question. You're going to embarrass me, I'll embarrass you. My point was, to the ladies, I'm sorry, thank you, Merry Christmas.
Good night, everybody!
Ending song. Turn off the lights.
Oh,
they'll see
that's
us.
The end of the podcast. Oh, that's you just end it like that. Oh, okay. Bye!
Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you.